This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Did you know I was a Christian, and I had served as a Sunday school teacher, and I had been a deacon, and I had been a Christian for years and years and years, until about 25 years ago, I didn't even know I had a new covenant. I had read the Bible several times, but it had never stuck that I had a new covenant and a better covenant on better promises. But when I finally began to read this thing and get a hold of all these things, I thought, how that devil has lied to me and cheated me and what he's done to me. So guess what? If that devil's doing that to me, guess who else he'll do it to? He'll do it to you or anybody else he can. That beast is no respecter of persons either. Anybody, he goes around like a roaring lion devouring whom he can. The Lord tells us, stand. Resist him. How do you resist him? With the word. Make sure your sins are repented of, and when that devil comes by your house, tell him, you ain't coming here. I ain't putting up with you. I'm not walking in sin. You have nothing in me, so get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of, you can drive him away. But you got to walk in that God kind of love. And when you, it's easy to walk in love in church, as a rule. As a rule. When you walk out the door, that's where the test comes. That's where the test comes. That devil, he'll try it. He'll get you. Won't he, Cliff? Yeah, you know just like I do, that devil's out there in that world, isn't he, sir? Guarantee he's out there. And then Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, let's look back in the Old Testament again. Let's look at some of the things that was under the Old Covenant, and let's look there, and I want to see in Exodus 15:26, and look what he said. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. If you will kind of flippantly hearken. No, that's not what he said. What does it mean?
No.
That flippantly and diligently is not the same words, is it?
Opposite.
Totally opposite. If you. Now see, God puts this monkey on you and me. Every time it's on us. If you will diligently hearken. Now, diligently, that means going home in the afternoon and kicking your feet up, having a good dinner with your wife, and then going in and reading the entire Dallas paper from front to back, and then watching the news at 10 to 11, and then going to bed. Oh, and I'm going to read one verse before I go to bed. That's diligently studying God's Word. You don't agree with that, do you, ma'am?
No.
I'm in agreement with you. That don't work. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight, not your sight, do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments. What is the only commandment God give us under the new covenant? Love one another. That's it. That's all you got to do is love. But He says, if you will keep His, give ear to His commandments and keep all of His statutes. How many of them? Not just one or two. Lord, this is going to be hard. I can see this from the beginning. I got to keep all of your requirements? Wow. What if I don't know them? Do I have to keep them if I don't know them? Does he hold me accountable if I don't know them? Oh, my Lance. That means I better read the book then, doesn't it, Bobby? If he's going to hold me accountable for something I don't know, I mean, that's like driving down the road on the freeway. I better pay attention to the speed signs, right? Because if I go by one and it says school zone 25 and the speed limit was 55 just a minute before, and all of a sudden I see the little lights flashing, and I said, sir, did I do something wrong? He said, yeah, you were driving 55. I said, but sir, the speed limit is 55. He said, well, it is, except right here when that little light was flashing a while ago. There was a light flashing. You didn't see it. No, I didn't. If I had, I'd have definitely slowed down. What did it say? It said school zone 25. Okay, I'm sorry, sir. I won't never do that again. He said, I'm sure of that. let me write you a little ticket and you take it to the judge. Since you're only doing 55, he'll probably be merciful to you. Normal fine from 25 to 55, probably only $300 to $450. That's not dollars. $300 to $450. When you pay that, you'll start paying a little more attention when you drive. That can make your billfold a whole lot flatter, can't it? Woo! Wow. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all of His statutes, then I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. What if you don't keep those commandments and those statutes? What's going to come upon you? Curses and sickness and disease. Do you know? These two couples over here know Ed Brock. Y'all know Ed, right? Ed was they went to Lakeland Baptist Church, and they know Ed Brock. And when that was my first experience in Lakeland Baptist Church with divine healing. Ed Brock had stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer in every organ of his body, and the doctor said he couldn't live. When I got there that night, and Ruthie told me that this was the situation, and she asked him for a 50-50 chance if he had chemo, and they said no chance. She said, how about a 95-5 with radiation? They said, no chance, he's going to die. Well, when she told me that, the Lord spoke to me in a voice that I could hear just as clear as a bell. And He said, son, tell Ed to call the men of the church to pray over him and I will heal him. Now me as a Southern Baptist deacon, I had never seen James 5:14 used before in my life, never in church. But when God speaks to you and tells you something, although it's already written in the Word, it carried a little more weight with me, and that built my faith mountain high, to the point that I guaranteed people if Ed Brock would do what God said, he would get healed. I just had that much faith. I knew it would happen. And it did. Were you at that? Were you there, David? You were there that night. You weren't there. No, you wasn't there. But you were. Yeah. That night, I called a few men, and those men called other men, and when we got there, there was 28 men showed up to pray for Ed Brock. Whole chapel full of us, wasn't there? And we prayed over him. And Ed started getting well. He didn't get well quick, but he started getting well. And a little later, when he began to get a little better, he began to ask God, God, why me? Now, you know just like I did, Ed Brock, if I would have considered a good Christian, Ed was in Sunday school and church every Sunday, wasn't he? His wife Ruthie was there every Sunday, weren't they? I mean, would you have considered him a great Christian? Oh, yeah. Dr. Ben Smith says, good Christians come to church on Sunday morning, both the Bible study and worship service. Great Christians come back on Sunday night. And he just said, super Christians come back on Wednesday night. So that'll let you know what he thinks. And I'm with him. You know, average Christian, if they go to church on Sunday, they've done their deal. I mean, some of them go to church on Easter and Christmas, and they've done their deal. I ain't got time to go the rest of the time. That's all they'll give God, one or two Sundays a year. Well, that's not enough, because Ed was there every week, virtually never missed, did he, David? I remember seeing him in Sunday school and church and Ruthie, and if you'd asked me, do you think this couple's a good couple, Christian, I'd have said one of the best I ever met. That would have been my statement. But with God, that didn't carry no weight. Because when he went to the Lord and said, Lord, why did this terrible disease come upon me? And he took his Bible and he dropped it and it opened to Psalm 106. And he started reading. When he got down in there a little ways, he was telling about the children of Israel and how they had been led out of Egypt, how they had seen his miracles, how they had done all the things. But about verse 13 to 14 said, but they soon forgot who he was. And they didn't seek his counsel anymore. So he... And the King James says, sit leanness of souls unto their bodies. But the NIV says he sent a wasting disease to destroy them. That was Ed's answer. When Ed and I sat down and talked a long time after that, He said, Thurman, I was there on Sunday morning, Bible study, Sunday morning worship, and I was back on Sunday night. And he said, sometimes I even come on Wednesday. But he said, when I left Sunday, Monday morning, I was Mr. Business. And I really didn't hardly even think about God. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But next Sunday morning, I knew church day. But he said, I didn't put God first, but one day a week. Now then, Rosemary, what if David only come home to you one day a week out of seven? Oh, that ain't going to fly, huh? That ain't going to fly. Well, it didn't fly with God either. Because the Lord spoke a curse over Ed and turned him over to the devil because he was only a Sunday Christian. Ed told me one day, he said, Thurman, I would never make that statement to the world to say that they get sick because they don't serve God. I said, you may not, but I guarantee I will. I said, I'm bold with the word, and if it happened to you, I guarantee it'll happen to another one. I said, see, this is what we don't remember. God says in His Word, I am a jealous God, and you're to put nothing before me. And we don't have a single, I have never met a woman yet, not one. If I said, you know, but in fact, we was up in Sherman the other day, and I looked back there to a married couple, and I said, I thought this married. I said, y'all married? And she said, yes. And I said, you love that guy? She said, yeah. And I said, well, let's just say that he comes home 364 days a year. But one night he spends it with another woman. How would that affect you? She said, he's going to need a doctor when he comes home. I said, oh, you're going to hurt him, are you? She said, yes. I said, now, isn't that unfair? He spends 364 with you and only one with another woman. She said, he better spend 365 with me. I said, isn't that amazing? We don't have a single problem with that. All of us understand that. But we'll take God and we'll just give Him the leftovers. You know? So we come see Him on church on Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, I'm out watching soap operas, telling dirty jokes, living in the world. God who? Oh, somebody said, you take God's name in vain? Oh, did I take God's name in vain? Oh, maybe I did. I don't know. I'm not paying attention. But you know, it's just the way us boys talk. Yeah, that's right. Oh, really? And God says, oh, really? If that's the way you talk, let's see how you like a curse spoke upon you. People said, well, God wouldn't do something like that to me. Let me tell you, He will. He did it to Ed Brock. Did Ed Brock suffer?
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.